Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority opened a consultation on a proposal from Google to allow developers in the UK Play Store to use alternative payment processors for in-app transactions. This proposal came in response to an antitrust investigation against Google from the CMA. Developers and other stakeholders have until May 19th to respond, after which the CMA will decide if it'll accept the proposal to resolve the case. The European Union officially launched its European Center for Algorithmic Transparency, or ECAT, as part of its existing joint research center in Seville, Spain. ECAT will serve as a dedicated research unit tasked with identifying smoking guns related to violations of the Digital Services Act, or DSA. The DSA won't come into full force until early 2024. However, the European Commission will very soon designate entities as very large online platforms and very large online search engines who must immediately start proactively assessing systemic risks potentially posed by their algorithms. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced Instagram accounts can now add up to 5 links in an account bio. When adding more links, Instagram will show a truncated first link and indicate how many other links a user has. Clicking on this will show the full list. Zuck said this was probably one of the most requested features we've had. Reddit says it plans to start charging companies for access to its API, though it hasn't announced pricing yet. The new premium price point will be for third parties who require additional capabilities, higher usage limits, and broader usage rights. Smaller developers will still have open access for reasonable and appropriate use cases. Reddit, which was founded in 2005, is said to be mulling an IPO later this year. In early 2022, Intel introduced its dedicated cryptocurrency mining ASICs in a new block scale line at its annual ISSCC conference. The company now initiated its end-of-life process for these chips, with existing customers able to order new units until October 20th and final deliveries by April 20th, 2024. Intel did not announce successor chips, but said it did not plan to exit the crypto mining ASIC business entirely. Vox's sources say Meta informed employees it will start another round of layoffs this week, impacting technical teams across Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Reality Labs. Sources say these could impact up to 4,000 jobs. The information sources say that since 2019, Microsoft has been developing its own AI chips, with some internal employees and OpenAI staff testing them for performance on large language models. The company plans to make these chips more broadly available internally as early as next year, but it's not clear if it will make these chips available to Azure customers. Sources say these won't directly replace high-end NVIDIA AI chips, but could help Microsoft cut hardware costs in its AI push. Meta now allows teens aged 13 to 17 to use its Horizon Worlds app in the US and Canada. Previously, this was limited to 18 and older. Teen profiles are automatically set to private, and active status will be turned off by default. People who don't follow the account cannot speak to teens in Horizon Worlds, and teen voices will also sound garbled to strangers. Parents can monitor and limit accounts through Meta's Family Center. Samsung began rolling out an update to the Galaxy Watch 5 and 5 Pro to automatically check skin temperature to support tracking and predicting menstrual cycles. Samsung partnered with the Natural Cycles app on the feature, and all data is securely encrypted on the watch. Apple rolled out its previously announced sound recognition feature to its HomePod and HomePod Mini smart speakers. When enabled, these devices will listen for smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and send a notification in the Home app if detected. Adobe updated its photo editor Lightroom, adding new AI-enhanced denoise and mask categories to better select people. It also added a tech preview of content credentials, which allows editors to add attribution and editing information as verifiable metadata. According to an internal marketing document seen by CNBC, Google plans to announce a Pixel Fold device at its Google I/O Developer Conference on May 10th. Photos show a 5.8-inch front screen that unfolds into a 7.6-inch tablet. It'll include Google's Tensor G2 SoC, be water-resistant, and claims the most durable hinge on a foldable with a cost of around $1,700. Google updated Chrome to fix a zero-day vulnerability under active exploitation, the second zero-day update this month. No details about the vulnerability, other than that it's a high-severity integer overflow in Google's open-source 2D graphics library, Skia. Updates are available for Chrome on Windows and macOS, with a Linux update coming soon. In Q1, Netflix reported it added about 1.75 million streaming subscribers that missed analyst estimates, while earnings and revenue came in as expected. The company said it rolled out its paid sharing plan to 4 countries in Q1 and will start a broad rollout to most other markets this quarter, including the U.S. In other Netflix news, its ad-supported tier now supports video quality up to 1080p. Previously, that was limited to 720p. Subscribers can also now watch 2 streams at once. In gaming news, the co-creator of Halo and Destiny, Joseph Staten, is now creative director for AAA multi-platform original games at Netflix. And finally, after a quarter century, Netflix announced its DVD-by-mail service will end September 29th this year. Good night, sweet Quickster. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.